This preview of the New York Times front page is brought to you by voice-activated sync, the easy-to-use in-car connectivity system which gives you voice control of mobile phones and MP3 players and features audible turn-by-turn directions and 911 assist. Available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit syncmyridepodcast.com.
On Friday's front page, the floodwaters in Pakistan have washed away much of that nation's progress toward modernization. That could create new headaches for the U.S. military in the fight against the Taliban in Afghanistan. New York Governor David Patterson misled an ethics investigation. That's the conclusion of an independent counsel. At issue were Patterson's tickets to last year's World Series. And the FDA found salmonella bacteria in chicken feed at two egg producers in Iowa. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the flooding in Pakistan may have set back modernization there by 25 years. The flooding has devastated roads and bridges. That's keeping relief supplies from getting through. Rampaging water has also destroyed health clinics and power plants. The destruction will probably add to the burden on Pakistan's military. Times reporter Carlotta Gall says it seems certain to distract from U.S. requests to help with the fight against the Taliban in Afghanistan. An independent counsel concluded New York Governor David Patterson misled an ethics investigation. Independent counsel Judith Kaye says it's up to the district attorney in Albany to decide whether to prosecute the governor for perjury. Assistant Metro editor Diego Rabatinera says the issue is exactly when Patterson paid for tickets to Game 1 of last year's World Series.
Well, Mr. Patterson claimed in sworn testimony that he intended to pay for the Yankee tickets beforehand, but the conclusion of the independent counsel is the checks that supposedly show that he intended to pay for some of the tickets were in fact backdated, that they were written after the game, not before. Question becomes, you know, what are the likelihood that the Albany district attorney will pursue criminal charges against Mr. Patterson? It's unclear. You know, Mr. Soares has handled political cases in the past and has brought charges against other politicians. It remains to be seen as how long Mr. Soares' investigation might take. It would not be surprising if it results in any kind of criminal charges. They may not come until Mr. Patterson leaves office in January.
Assistant Metro editor Diego Rabatinera. The FDA found salmonella bacteria in chicken feed at two egg producers in Iowa. The FDA says testing at Wright County Egg turned up bacteria samples that matched the strain in the outbreak. Wright County Egg is the company that initiated the recall 2 weeks ago. Bacteria samples also turned up at Hallandale Farms. It buys young chickens from Wright County Egg. Nationwide, there have been at least 1,500 reported cases of illness that could be tied to the tainted eggs. Also on Friday's page one, a follow-up on the efforts to free the 33 miners trapped deep underground in Chile. Chile is sparing no expense, but it's also paying close attention to the miners' psychological health. Navy officers have been called in to consult on the emotional stress of living in close quarters. Officials are also controlling the messages the miners receive from their families. And after sending down a home theater system, officials are keeping a tight rein on the movies they can watch. Behind the scenes, the process of killing the well in the Gulf of Mexico was more hair-raising than the public knew. Tempers flared inside the command center in Houston and at the well site itself. In one heated argument, a senior engineer on a ship near the well threatened to throw another engineer overboard. Friday's Times looks at the real estate developer involved in the Muslim community center near Ground Zero. At 37, Sharif El Gamal is a relative newcomer to the New York real estate business. When it comes to the community center, he's cleared all the legal hurdles, but he has yet to line up the financing or hire an architect. We'll go inside Friday's Times after this.
This preview of the New York Times front page is brought to you by voice-activated sync, the in-car connectivity system which gives you voice control of your Bluetooth-enabled mobile phone and most MP3 players. And sync features turn-by-turn directions, 911 assist, real-time traffic and weather, music with the sound of your voice, and your text messages read aloud. All hands-free, so you can keep your hands on the wheel and eyes on the road. Available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit syncmyridepodcast.com.
Inside Friday's Times, hard-pressed cities are cutting something that used to be untouchable, firehouses. They're also resorting to something called rolling brownouts. That means shutting different fire companies on different days. That's slowing response times. Philadelphia began rolling brownouts this month, joining cities from Baltimore to Sacramento that now shut some fire units every day. Some are also letting firefighters go. Last month, San Jose, California, laid off 49. It's been 5 years since Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans. It's becoming clear that violence flared up after the storm passed through. It's an ugly picture with white vigilante violence, police killings, and official cover-ups. Even so, Times reporter Campbell Robertson says the mood is mostly upbeat.
There's a lot of optimism in a lot of parts of the city. There's a new mayor, a lot of money coming in. There was an announcement yesterday about $2 billion for schools. So a lot of people are feeling good about that. But then you go to other parts of the city, and it's still got a long way to go. There are a lot of neighborhoods who feel that 5 years on, there's no hospital, there are not enough grocery stores, there are not enough stores at all, and they feel like that it could be just days afterwards in some places. People who have Katrina fatigue, who want to move on, don't realize that, you know, 80% of this city was underwater. And while there's a long, long, long way to go, the comeback is actually fairly remarkable.
Times reporter Campbell Robertson. Here in New York, lawyers for 9/11 victims who sued the city will be in court Friday defending themselves. The judge wants two law firms to justify $6.1 million in expenses. The lawyers face another hearing next week that involves accusations of overcharging from another law firm that represented workers at Ground Zero. That firm says its co-counsel is trying to inflate the fees. It says $400,000 for publicists, lobbyists, and medical experts shouldn't be classified as case-related expenses. Friday's Times also has details on a deal that clears the way for the new office towers at the World Trade Center site. The Port Authority formally approved an agreement with developer Larry Silverstein. That closes the door on a long-running dispute over financing. Silverstein is getting up to $1.7 billion in public money. A one-time tycoon is returning to Britain to face embezzlement charges. Asil Nadir rose from newspaper delivery boy in Cyprus to wealthy dealmaker in London. He fled in 1993 to avoid charges that he embezzled £34 million while running the conglomerate Polypec International. He says he's going back because he wants to clear his name. Toyota is recalling 1.1 million cars because of engine problems. The recall covers 2005 through 2008 Corolla sedans and Matrix hatchbacks. This comes days after federal safety regulators upgraded an investigation into numerous complaints about why the cars are stalling. And GPS is taking to the air. In a first for air travel, an American Airlines jet guided by satellite rather than ground control flew from Dallas to Hartford. But Captain Brian Will had to land the old-fashioned way. 20-mile-an-hour tailwinds forced him to use a runway that wasn't in the GPS flight plan. That's our preview of Friday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.